get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Nick Cannon is reflecting on his marriage to Mariah Carey now that it's ended. I saw this clip sent to me by Mo from The Shade Room. It's from Ray Daniels Presents, where he's talking about his lifestyle when he was married to Mariah Carey. I mean, she's a net worth of $350 million. This is one of the most powerful and rich women on the planet.
That's where the regret starts. Is giving up all that cash.
So he's hitched to her, and he said that his lifestyle was just so incredibly lavish. Like, he's laying in bed, he's waking up, and people are bringing him steak on a platter. And he's like, you know, this is all fine and dandy, but then things start to shift a little bit when they have kids and the dynamic changes. And he says that he really struggled as a man to not feel like he was the alpha in the situation.
I can't go hunt. That's who I am. Yeah. I want to hunt.
But and then when you have children and the hierarchy of just your man is like, wait, I'm carrying a purse, the diaper bag, you know. Yeah. I'm standing on the corner. Yeah. She rocking being all the alpha that
she
is.
By the way, she deserves it, by the way.
And she did. I believe she needs a dude like that.
Yeah.
I'm just not that dude, you know. And her and I never had problems.
Yeah.
Never argued, never. Even with me struggling in this space, she's so understanding and so evolved and lives in her own world. That's the thing. When someone has their own world, like you said, their own scope, their own bubble, and you got to be a participant in that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm main character. I was getting mad at myself. It was like muscle atrophy. I had a gut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, it was like, I'm not being the dude that God put me on this earth to be.
So basically he's saying that he got comfortable and complacent when he was married to Mariah Carey. Like, he didn't feel like he had that competitive edge in him to, you know, be like the alpha that's out there kicking it like Mariah is.
Yeah, he went on to say, like, basically the lifestyle somewhat made him soft, the steak every day, the people bringing him and beckoning at his every beck and call. But there's a piece of me that understands, like, as a man wanting to feel like you have to go out there and provide. But to say, the way he broke it down to me, honestly, to me, felt like he was just insecure about his ego and his manhood and being around somebody like Mariah Carey.
I think this is all ego. I can relate to it a little bit, though, just a little bit, because I can see his point. I have said this before in the past, that if I was with a woman that made more money than me, would not bother me, to be honest with you. However, if I was in a relationship where somebody had more of a celebrity status, where I was the one on the side and they were being noticed and all the time, and they were getting all the accolades while I was on the side, I'd struggle with that more. And I think that was Nick Cannon's problem.
Yeah, a lot of men say that. I don't have that problem. I would have been in there with my feet up, eating steak every day. I would have had absolutely no issues with my lifestyle if I was married to Mariah Carey at all.
I think Nick's proven us he's got a pretty healthy ego based on him having 19 kids and all.
he said that Mariah was help keeping him from his purpose, what God put him here for. So is that his purpose? Right.
I didn't take it that way. I think it's one of those things that it was just, that was just the wrong person for him. That wasn't going to bring out who he wanted to bring out, or, you know, as far as his best version of himself, Mariah wasn't going to, that he wasn't going to get there being with her. Not that that's on her. That's not her responsibility. That's his responsibility.
Yeah, there's a real victim mentality there that I was going to say also. Nobody can keep you from your purpose. Mm-hmm. You can allow them to keep you from your purpose, but you have control over that.
100%.
Well, there's something to be said about a level of discomfort that's going to motivate you. And so I understand, like, from a certain perspective, like, okay, if you are waking up every day in a million-dollar mansion, like, really, like, what is the motivation to keep creating and working hard? Like, if you really can just be Mariah's trophy husband. But it does feel a little bit like blamey to put it all on her, like it was her fault that I couldn't do this. It's like, well, you really had the best case scenario. Like, you didn't necessarily have to work. You just had the opportunity to do it if you wanted to. Like, you could have gone out and done a comedy special or done a TV show or a movie or a TV show. And at the end of the day, you know you still get to come home to the $1 million mansion and steak in bed with that beautiful woman who's talented, smart, and with the big bank account. Seems a little bit like a loss to just give that up, no? So, yeah, Nick Cannon definitely getting some flack online because of that, because people are like, so your purpose is just to procreate and complain
like
on the internet? All right, fans are divided after Chapel Roan's tense interaction demanding an apology from a photographer. I'll explain on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.